I was walking back from that trailhead, heard the screaming, looked over this railing, and saw her flailing around in this pool of water.
Walking back after taking a twilight photo of the freshly blanketed Rock Creek Park, WTOP's Dave Dildine was instantly thrust into a life or death scenario when he heard screams and saw a woman in the water.
I shouted, hang on, I'll be right there, and went down the embankment to the creek and yelled for her to swim toward me, come toward the shore.
The moment he reached the water, Dildine became instantly aware there was no one else around to help. Before he could dial 911, he says the woman's face began to dip below the surface. He dropped his phone in the snow and went in.
There was a sheet of ice that was very fragile, that immediately started creaking as I walked out onto it. And then when I got to the edge, I just fell through it.
I remember screaming, and I was screaming. I didn't even know if anyone was out there. And I only saw Dave when I was losing it, whenever I was going under. All I was thinking was stay above water or try to grab something, a rock. I do remember trying to grab a rock and I missed it.
Shocked by the cold, 27-year-old Sarah Kirkpatrick struggled to kick, her heavy jacket taking on water.
It felt like I literally could not move any of my limbs. And I remember my face going in the water and just being well, this is how it ends. I can't move. I cannot get my body to move. I was trying so hard.
She was underwater. She was submerged when I got out there. Her entire face was underwater. So I grabbed her by the collar and pulled her above the surface and started dragging her to the shore. But that's a lot of water weight, and it's cold. We're both soaking wet. There's only so much time you have left.
Dildine reached for his phone in the snow and called 911. U.S. Park Police confirmed the dispatch at 6:30 for a woman drowning in Broad Branch Creek. But he says help was slow to arrive.
At one point, I was just yelling at her. I was like, you've got to get somebody here right now, yesterday. We only have a few minutes left.
A traffic reporter by day, Dildine knew where they were in Rock Creek Park and directed emergency responders to their exact location, where Broad Branch Run meets Blagden Avenue Northwest. Something he says is often a problem in emergency situations.
I'm in a creek. You can't even see the road at this point. I'm in a creek. Can you come get me? That doesn't work. That's not good enough. You need to know where you are at all times. If you're out on a hike in a park, because you never know what you're going to be up against a moment later.
I remember him saying something I'm going to hold you. Is that okay? I guess trying to be polite. Oh my gosh. Please put yourself around me. I'm freezing.
I didn't have much. I had a small towel for my camera that I put under her head as a layer between the snow and her skin. So I kind of huddled. I used what little dry portion of my body I had and what heat I had left and huddled with her.
He did ask my name several times, and I do remember trying to say Sarah. I do distinctly remember saying, I do not want to die, and him saying, you won't.
Torn with anxiety as Kirkpatrick began to lose consciousness and turn a deeper shade of blue, Dildine left her side, running in wet clothes multiple times up the hill in hopes of finding help.
She went completely unresponsive a few minutes later and stopped shivering, and that's when I really started to worry. So I went back up, and luckily that group of four people was in the distance. And I yelled to them and commanded a couple of them to help guide the ambulance.
Next thing I know, I was being wheeled into the ER. And they said when I went in, I was 90 degrees. My organs were starting to not shut down, but preserve themselves. Apparently that's what they do when hypothermia sets in.
Hours after they rushed her off to the hospital, Dildine heard from first responders that the woman he saved was going to be okay. However, he still didn't know her name or how she came to be in the creek in the first place.
This just, it makes even less sense now that I'm here, seeing it.
How so?
It just doesn't make sense. Why was she there, and why wasn't she able to get to the shore? I wish we knew that,
The next day, we went back to the creek bank together, two reporters looking for any clues that might explain how the woman ended up in the water. We didn't realize we'd end up finding out who she was.
I mean, I'm kind of half expecting to see a cell phone or something in the water.
Walking up to the bridge to get a better view, we spotted something covered in a light layer of snow.
Oh, look at that. Is that it? That might be it. What was she doing over there? Let's check it out.
Dildine made his way to the pile, which we'd later learn was exactly the spot where Kirkpatrick fell into the embankment.
Oh
It's all her stuff. Her phone, a water bottle, earbuds. It's all here.
The phone still had life. We plugged it in to find phone numbers displayed on Kirkpatrick's lock screen and slowly began to unravel the mystery.
Hello?
Is this Ronnie?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ronnie, it's Megan Cloherty.
We blindly dialed the numbers and ended up talking with Kirkpatrick's father in Texas and her roommate in D.C., both who left her worried text messages the night before.
Thank you once again for all your help in getting her phone and getting it back to her. We really appreciate it. She's our baby.
After a few phone calls, we were able to reconnect the two strangers who didn't know each other's names and will likely never forget the experience they shared.
Is that Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I have to interrupt.
Hi! Oh my God, thank you so much. Thank you for saving me. You have no idea.
Very, 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 very welcome.
Thank you.
Both were grateful to see each other again and to ask each other questions.
But I want to know, how did you end up in there?
So, stupid me, I was trying to take a photo. I put one leg over the railing and was holding on with the other. And as I was taking the shot, I fell. Falling into that deep snow, you know, wasn't bad.
Gotcha, okay.
But then I went into, oh my God, how am I going to get it out of this embankment? And so that's why I took off my stuff. I don't know if you remember that tree branch that was there.
Yeah.
And I was going to go around and try and clear it and try and climb up it. But that's when I slipped off of the branch and into the water.
I wanted to give you this.
Oh my God, where I almost died.
As a parting gift for Kirkpatrick, Dildine framed the photo he was in the park to take that night, the reason their paths crossed in a snowstorm.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's... Right after I shot that, and I was really happy with it.
It's beautiful.
It was one of the last photographs I took. And I like to think that if I hadn't stopped and taken that one, I may have been too early. I may have missed you.
See a video of their reunion and more details of the rescue at WTOP.com. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.